You're listening to SBS News.
It's been several days since the federal government's new protocols for COVID-19 testing took effect following a national cabinet meeting. Close contacts are defined in terms of 4 hours spent in a household, and rapid antigen testing is preferred for anyone who does not have symptoms or does not meet the new contact definition. Those new realities are starting to play out with daily case numbers breaking records at the start of 2022. The situation in Western Australia is vastly different. WA Health reported one new local case on Sunday, a security guard at a hotel quarantine site, with no new cases related to the Delta backpacker cluster. In the ACT, there were 506 new cases, with 9 in hospital and 1 on a ventilator. Tasmania reported 404 positive COVID-19 cases, with 3 patients hospitalised. In the top end, Health Minister Natasha Fyle says authorities are carefully watching the situation in the Northern Territory.
I advise there was 6 community transmission. Upon further investigation of those outstanding 21 cases, community transmission yesterday rose to 11, and community transmission today is already at 14. And the CDC are working through those remaining 28 cases where we don't have an obvious link as to why that person has tested positive.
The numbers are starting to climb as more holidaymakers travel. South Australia reported 2,298 cases on Sunday, with 82 people in hospital and 7 in intensive care. But South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall is satisfied with how the new testing rules are working.
We are very pleased with the continuing focus on testing in South Australia. And we're also pleased to report that we are seeing an increase in the symptomatic testing, which is exactly and precisely what we've been messaging for the last couple of days. We want to preserve those tests for people who are going to have symptoms.
Queensland, meanwhile, reported 3,587 new cases. There are 115 patients in hospital. It's introduced an indoor mask mandate for more settings to stop the spread. Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick says it's necessary because the fight is not over, with 5 patients in intensive care.
That tells us, as we enter a new year, we are entering a new battle against COVID-19. For 2 years, our health system and the hard work of Queenslanders has led to a world-leading defence against this insidious disease. But now we face the challenge of the virus as it continues to make its way through and across Queensland.
Victoria, meanwhile, identified 7,172 new cases, with 52 active ICU cases and 22 people on ventilators. Samples collected over the Christmas period suggest around 76% of new cases are the Omicron variant, not Delta. But it's in New South Wales where COVID-19 has well and truly taken hold. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is monitoring for symptoms after a positive case is understood to have visited Kirribilli House in Sydney, and there were 18,278 new cases in New South Wales, 1,066 COVID-19 cases admitted to hospital, and 83 people in intensive care, 24 of whom require ventilation. That represents a sharp rise in COVID-19 hospitalisations in the state, a tripling in the last 2 weeks, with the number exceeding 1,000 for the first time. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says New South Wales Health is analysing the numbers.
As we've previously indicated, it's important that we just don't look at day-to-day case numbers. It's important that we look at the trends in those case numbers. Some of the test results from today will reflect testing done over previous days. And when we analyse the data by test date, that will give us better understanding of the trajectory.
As health officials look to paint a picture of what's happening, there's increasing talk of staff being overwhelmed in the health system as workers fall ill, need to isolate, or start to crumble under the weight of the work that must be done to care for patients. For Dr. Chant and New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet, the way forward is through the state's booster program, ensuring that everyone gets a third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
This will be key to build on our success over the last 18 months. Building on that success of the high vaccination program, our next wave of success will be based on that strong booster campaign. We believe just in our own centres as we head into mid-January, and we will be administering around 300,000 booster shots per week.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Deborah Grok, SBS News.